I've been frustrated that our initial meeting that we had, even previous to the public hearing, has never been followed up on with an additional meeting. Fortunately, that will take place next week. But, you know, the commitment that I made originally and stand by today is crafting a policy that is a zero-tolerance policy for domestic violence, both in the police department, but then also expanded across the entire city of Pittsburgh workforce.
So let me just back up. You haven't met with the women's groups at all. Is that because you called them up and they didn't return your call, or?
No, I think it's they've chosen to take the public forum more so than the private one through city council post agendas and public hearings, and as a result of those public conversations, we haven't been able to meet privately. And I know I expressed that to the women's council when I spoke in front of them a few weeks ago for the mayoral forum, and suggested that I think it would be in everybody's best interest for us to sit down again, which they then followed up on and called when we scheduled the meeting. I think it slowed the process down unnecessarily. I think in order to get the legislation passed, it's going to require the buy-in from the mayor and our administration. And, you know, as I said, we committed that initial meeting back in June or July or whenever it was, and, you know, have yet to have a meeting since. And it's certainly not because we weren't ready to talk about the issue. In fact, as a result of the unfortunate situation surrounding the police promotions, nobody is more eager to put a policy in place than I am.